Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Outdoors with Larry Ray, brought to you by the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, B&M Poles, and Ducks Unlimited.
Back here, good Saturday morning. It's Outdoors with Larry Ray, our tribute show. I'm Brad Carson in studio with Phil Stukenborg and joined by Gene Smith, along with producer Shelby McCall. And on the phone now is the editor of the sports section over at the Daily Memphian, ladies and gentlemen, David Boyd. David, good Saturday morning to you, man.
Good morning, Brad. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us, and I was really inspired after listening to you speak at Larry's service a couple weeks ago. And what we did for our first segment is we had a piece by Jeff Calkins talking about just what he meant in the preps writing days for all of those years. And then for the last 25 years, obviously doing this show, Outdoors with Larry Ray. Just I want to go back to your time with Larry and just relive some of those moments. I mean, what Jeff pointed out in his piece essentially was just sometimes many thankless hours, and how once you get that preps job, they don't want you to relinquish the job because you're eventually, when you get to Larry's level, you're so good at it.
No, that's very true. And Larry was outstanding at it because, you know, in the time I was at the Commercial Appeal, there was different prep writers, and sometimes they were coming through trying to make a name for themselves and go to a bigger newspaper. That was not Larry. Larry came in and made himself part of the community and got to know the coaches and the kids and the parents and, you know, from anywhere in Shelby County, from Orange Mound to Germantown, you know, they knew Larry and Larry knew them. And, you know, so much of high school sports is community. I mean, it's, you know, it's the Friday night event, or during basketball, it's the Tuesday and Friday event. And so Larry was able to tell those stories about what was happening in each of those communities, and just for years, just did an outstanding job, being that person.
Phil Stukenborg is in studio with us, David. I'm sure what Phil had said was I hadn't realized that the Commercial Appeal, and I'm a Yankee. I've been here 20 years, but I might as well have been here too. You know, compared to a guy like Larry. You know, that the Press Cemeter and the Commercial Appeal were in the same building, and Phil talked about the wonderful times they had together, but also as competitors being in the same building, which, Phil, that was a surprise to me.
Yeah, it was. Again, it was. There's so many stories I remember. You know, the newspaper itself, the Commercial Appeal, would come out and be printed at midnight, mm-hmm. and so I'm working at the Press Seminar. Our run wasn't until a few hours later. So you'd zip up, grab the first copy off the printing press, and see is there anything in there we did not get? I mean, you were, and then if it was, you hustled back, and you may be making a phone call to some coach at like 12:20 a.m.
Right.
So there were some crazy.
So, David, where do you pick up then with Larry in your career?
I picked up with Larry as a high school senior, and I think that was part of the story I told at the funeral was, I learned to dislike Larry before I learned to like Larry because, Larry wrote about the other high school team that was supposed to beat our team. So, everybody in the school at my school was like, well, we don't like him because, he's picking Collierville and, he's a Collierville homer or whatever. You know how typical sports fans are. So
yeah.
I had never met the guy. I had moved here from the Washington, D.C. area. And so I thought that all the kids I went to school with were right. Well, then later on, I got to have the wonderful opportunity to go down to the Commercial Appeal and meet Larry. And I just laughed because he was totally opposite of everything. He was the most faith-based, family-based, most integrity. I mean, just... You name it, and I was like, "How can anyone not like this guy?"
Yeah,
no.
Gene, do you remember those times as well? From Larry's time at the Commercial Appeal, and then switching over to the radio side.
Matter of fact, I went to visit one time. He told me to come down here and see him. Of course, he gave me the 10-cent tour. It was amazing how they fold all those papers and things. You see it on TV and movies all the time. Why they all go that time? And I said, "Wow, it's an amazing place."
Yeah. If I had to share a story on the radio side, David, it would be the last probably 20 years or so. And I only became the sports program director here 15 when we started 92.9. And then I was asked politely to also do other duties at 790. That's how we do it in the radio and probably in the Commercial Appeal and the Daily Memphian. You don't really get these jobs or apply to them. You're sort of pushed into them. Really, you're not even asked. You're told. So when I was told to do the sports stuff coming from the music side, I started working with Larry and I quickly, we have the sister station across the hall here, 92.9, which a lot of people listen to on the FM dial and on the AM dial. And Larry, and especially when Jason Smith started, because he thought that Jason Smith in particular was coming from, he was a traditional newspaper sports guy, Jason was and still is, coming over to the radio side, much like Larry did. So I think those two sort of bonded. But what I didn't anticipate was that Larry, he doesn't wait for red lights or on-air lights or anything like that. Larry just comes into the studio. While the show's going on, we do tape this show, I enjoyed Larry because he didn't care if the red light was on. He was going to come in and tell you that Memphis – got lucky in beating Arkansas or whatever he had to take he had. Was that sort of like he was with you? The first thing you were going to get, David, was straight Larry. I'll give you another example. And this goes back to something that Jeff pointed out, which is, frankly, the demise of the CA. And this has come up a couple of times on this show, but I guess I'll go back there. I said I wouldn't, but I'm going to go there. Larry did not like the way that was going. And that's why he got into radio. Is that what you experienced?
Well, I mean, none of us wanted to see the, CA turn and go the way it went, sadly. But that whole industry wasn't just a commercial appeal.
That's fair.
So, yeah. So, but I knew, going back to radio, I knew Larry would be successful in radio because Larry is a storyteller, like Jason. I mean, they like telling stories. They don't make it about themselves. They like to get the recognition to the people that deserve.
Amen.
Phil, you got somebody there. Phil is wonderful at that. But I want to spin just real quick to something about Gene's there. I was involved early on in the fishing rodeo when Larry took it over from and Mary Lou Brown, the marketing department.
Oh, yeah.
The Commercial Appeal. And I can't tell you how many wonderful memories I had with Gene and Larry and Mary Lou putting on the fishing rodeo because it gave us a chance to be out among our readers. We didn't have social media there. We didn't have people yelling and screaming at us on Google or, Twitter or Instagram or whatever. And so it was a chance for us to interact with our readers. And people would come up and tell Larry how much they appreciated. They wrote about, this would be a 40-year-old guy with his kids. And he's like, Larry, you wrote about me when I was at Christian Brothers or whatever. And then the kindness that Gene and Larry and everybody put on at those fishing rodeos, it was just really fun to be part of.
Well, one thing about Larry and I have in common, we love kids, and we like to get them involved in things, and the fishing rodeo was unreal. We had a session on Friday, two on Saturday, and one on Sunday morning. It was unreal. I mean, thousands of kids all lying around that pond. Of course, TWR in Germantown, they put 1,100 pounds of catfish in East Lake.
Wow.
To make sure the kids could catch a fish. But the whole process is to get them hooked on fishing, of course, and in the great outdoors, because Larry agrees, same way with me, it's all God's creation. And we got to learn to respect it and take care of it.
And you guys have been doing that. That started with the CA, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Then Light Gas and Water took it over, and then we moved to several places. We started out at downtown Riverside Park, Martin Luther King Lake now. Then it moved to Audubon Park, and we was there for a long time. And then found out they were putting fertilizer on the golf course, and it was running into the pond, so we had to move. Went to Shelby Farms in the big lake, and they put some buoys around to keep the fish up against where the kids can catch them. And then we went to another small lake next door to Ducks Unlimited.
Wow. I mean, Larry's family's over here with us just shaking their heads because you guys experienced this firsthand. I mean, he cared deeply not only about the outdoors but getting young kids involved with this whole thing. It might be some of the stuff we're missing nowadays. I don't mean to sound like an old fogey, but, I mean, Phil, you experienced that passion, too, I'm sure, on the prep side and working with them there and also later on, too.
Yeah, yeah. It was, right when I joined the CA in late 1983. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things we did, we went and covered a high school football championships in Nashville. And it was, again, these same stories about people walking up to him, and I was fairly new to it. But the people that walk in, and Larry was their friend, and they had stuff to tell him. And I think something else that I kind of discovered listening to this show and just knowing Larry through the years is to be a good interviewer, I mean, you have to listen.
Exactly.
And there are very few people that can do that. I mean, years ago, the Johnny Carson show was so good because he was a listener. He wasn't trying to interject himself into the – into the interview. Yep. And I think Larry had that same quality.
He did.
And so that made it the guest talks, and he waited to hear the story that he had to tell.
I mean, it's a rarity.
Yeah.
We've got just a couple of minutes. David, before we let you go, this is David Boyd on the line with us from the Daily Memphian. He's the sports editor, and we're here on the Larry Ray Show talking about Larry and just sharing some stories. We're just talking about the fishing rodeo. Any final thoughts before we let you go? We're going to have Bill Cooksey on the line from the Tennessee Wildlife next. David, just a final thought or two?
Well, just to piggyback off what Phil said, I can't recall a time that Larry ever, if I called him or he called me, he didn't ask about my kids, my wife.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Larry wanted, again, I go back to what Phil said, listening. Larry listened. And to me, that's rare in today's world, especially in the media world, because I think everybody wants to be, make it about themselves. Not everybody. That's not fair, but so many do. And Larry was old school. And I just love that about him because he always was listening. And I think that's why he did, as Phil just said and Gene said, he told such good stories, whether it was on the radio or wrote about it, because he listened to what people had to say and he actually cared what they had to say.
Well, David, if we had more time, I'd ask about you. We've got one more thought. Miriam, did you want to jump on? Please.
Yeah, I just got to tell y'all one of the most interesting time things that I enjoyed at the fishing rodeos was the people that got hooked, you know.
On the ears,
the dads,
or the face with
the dads
snag,
stuff.
Yeah.
And you know who was getting them loose?
Who?
Bill Dance.
That's right.
Bill Dance. Wow. Pretty good company. Yep. David, thanks for joining us by phone. Certainly appreciate it. And thanks for your time, man.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. That's David Boyd with the Daily Memphian. We're going to take a break here with Outdoors with Larry Ray. We got Phil Stukenborg and Gene Smith in studio, as well as Larry's family for our tribute show. Bill Cooksey joins us next. Here, you're listening to Outdoors with Larry Ray on 790 AM.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.